Just a note up front, this episode of Pop Culture Happy Hour does contain a little bit of language that some might find inappropriate if you have small children in your car, for example, so please keep that in mind. It is officially summertime, which means summer action movies, frothy TV shows, books that get called beach reads, and of course, huge pop songs, the unmistakable, unavoidable jams that provide each year's hot weather soundtrack. Last year's unofficial song of the summer was almost certainly Luis Fonsi's Despacito, but this year the title is up for grabs. In this episode of Pop Culture Happy Hour, we are smashing our usual format to bits. It's just me, Stephen Thompson, hosting an NPR music takeover. We're road testing the songs of summer after a short break.
The following message comes from NPR sponsor, the Lagunitas Brewing Company. In addition to brewing beer, Lagunitas helps nonprofits with fundraising. Chief Cultural Officer Ron Lindenbush says every cause they support is central to the Lagunitas philosophy.
You know, music, arts, animal welfare. When it comes down to it, beer and music are just part of the fundamental human experience, and so are dogs.
To learn more, visit Lagunitas.com/community. Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Wix.com, a web platform for creating your own professional website. With Wix, whether it's your first time creating a website or you're a longtime pro, you can do it yourself. Choose from hundreds of stunning templates or start from scratch with drag-and-drop technology and powerful web features. Join over 125 million people already using Wix to create their own websites. Go to Wix.com to create yours today. So what will you create?
Welcome back. Our first guest is the great and good Ann Powers of NPR Music, a dear friend of mine. Ann, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So Ann, what's your song of the summer?
Beyonce and Jay-Z, The Carters with Ape Shit. Have you ever seen the stage going ape shit?
So Anne, let's talk about it. I mean, this album, Everything Is Love, Beyonce and Jay-Z put out an album together just a week or two ago, and you're saying already we got our song of the summer.
It's an interesting choice for song of the summer because it's not on the charts right now, but Beyonce and Jay-Z have never been about the simple strategy toward world domination. This was the lead-off song for their surprise release, the much-awaited duo album, which not only celebrates their total reconciliation after two individual albums about their marital troubles,
right,
but also feeds the frenzy around their summer tour and came with a hell of a video, which might, you know, you could say the video is really the song of the summer. What do you think, Stephen?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I mean, it was interesting listening to this record. I mean, Beyonce, her last couple of records were such massive events. You could say the same thing for Jay-Z's 444. And this record, to me, like, there's fanfare around it and there's excitement around it, but listening to the album, it feels a little bit more like a victory lap.
Definitely. And you know what? I have to be honest. I love the whole album. I'm glad it exists. I think they could have released maybe, you know, two songs, this one and the song Black Effect from the record, and that could have been the capper on this cycle. But the specifics about this song that make it a song of the summer are not only the fact it has a totally banging chorus and, you know, it talks about the total triumph and dominance of this couple in popular culture. But one of the things about this single is that it features Quavo of the super hot hip-hop group Migos, which connects Beyonce and Jay-Z to the younger generation of rappers and to the absolute center of the pop charts.
Right.
And you know it's going to be off the hook live. Like, this is a song meant to burn down stadiums, and it's doing it already.
Yeah, and I have heard it on the radio, which isn't always what you would expect from a song with that title. It is interesting. We have a lot of discussions around NPR Music about, like, the artist who sells the most is actually Adele. The artist who streams the most is, like, Drake.
Right.
But Beyonce is sort of the artist who has the most kind of cultural omnipresence, this kind of unanimity around her. So it's just, it's interesting, like, how we weigh what is the song of the summer. It isn't always radio airplay.
And I think that video they released where they were in the Louvre in Paris with their dancers, posing in front of the Mona Lisa, you know, announcing their centrality in the history of not just popular music, but of art. Plus, it's like a great vacation video. Yeah. You know, honey, let's take the kids. Let's shut down the Louvre. I mean, you know, that's what I'm doing in August. How about you?
That is how I'm describing every family vacation from now on. We'll be going to, like, Ocean City, Maryland. And we're like, no, we're going to shut down the Louvre.
All right. Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you, Anne. It's great to have you on the show.
Yeah, we'll see you soon, I hope.
All right, next up, you have heard her on Pop Culture Happy Hour before. We are thrilled to have her back, Sydney Madden of NPR Music. Sydney, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Stephen.
It is always a pleasure. All right, we're just going to go right into it. Hit me. What is your song of the summer?
My song of the summer for 2018 is Drake's Nice For What.
Nice.
You can't not move to the song. It's impossible. That's my favorite line. That's a real one in the reflection, without a follow, without a mention. That's you. You don't need to be an Instagram queen to be owning your in life, okay? Yeah.
There's a lot going on in this song.
There is. There's a dope Lauryn Hill sample of the song X Factor. There's, like, a more subtle sample of Big Timer's Get Your Roll On, which you can hear in the bridge right before the chorus. And there's this cool Nola bounce vibe to it that is permeated through Big Frida kind of playing MC throughout the whole song.
Right. I remember the first time I heard this song, I was like, I hope that's Big Frida and not, like, somebody kind of simulating Big Frida.
Yeah, I hope she's getting paid, because a lot of people sample Big Frida and do not pay her. And I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah, I enjoy how kind of easy sounding the song is, but it is not simple. They managed to stuff a lot of kind of joy and lightness into it.
Yeah, and I think the strength of a summer song is that it creates an anthem and it starts a party, whether you're at a cookout, a pool party, a festival, a parade, and everything about this song is, it's easy to rap along to, which makes it anthemic, and he's strategized to drop the song at the perfect time. It drops, like, mid-April, when people are starting to, you know, make their summer plans,
right,
like for travel or for day parties or for whatever. And the minute he dropped it, boom, right to the top of the charts. And he used it in conjunction with this really dope video highlighting some of the women that he really appreciates in the industry. Issa Rae, Jordan Dunn, Missy Copeland, Tracee Ellis Ross, Olivia Wilde, a lot of women just showing off their true beauty. So he's speaking to the women who are working the 9-to-5 and also who are the twerk team captains, because often they're one and the same, you know?
Nice. Thank you so much, Sydney Madden.
Thank you, Stephen. Watch the breakdown.
All right, our next guest, oh, so glad to have her making her Pop Culture Happy Hour debut today, my pal, NPR Music's Lindsay McKenna. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Stephen. Thank you so much. I can't believe I'm here. We sit next to each other over at NPR Music, and I can't believe I'm in the studio with you.
Well, oh, shucks. Well, I can't believe that I get to be in the studio with you, Lindsay. You are a joy, as always. Please give us your song of the summer.
All right, here it is. Kacey Musgraves' High Horse is your song of the summer, Pop Culture Happy Hour.
Now, Lindsay, you sit next to me.
I do.
You sit in a little pod of desks.
Yes.
With, among others, Lars Gotrich and Marissa LaRusso, both of whom people are about to hear on this show. And I hear you a lot talking about a genre that you have collectively created called Rosé Wave.
Which you have already talked about on this podcast,
yes,
on this very podcast, and we have talked about extensively on All Songs Considered. it's not precisely a genre. It's more of a lifestyle.
Sure.
So I think that there's something about summertime that just brings out sort of the more relaxed, leisurely versions of ourselves. It comes with, you know, longer nights, outdoors, you know, parties. Just the whole entire celebratory atmosphere of summer is really conducive to something that's a little more relaxed. So you can let your guard down and just kind of enjoy things for the sake of enjoying it without really having to put up a pretense. And that, to me, is what Rosé Wave really taps into.
Now, Glenn Weldon, when I talked about this, used the phrase basic pride
right.
to define Rosé Wave, which got a mixed but generally accepting response
right.
from the Rosé Wave pod.
We're not offended. There is definitely a truth to that. But Rosé Wave is unapologetic. Like,
nice.
You don't have to apologize for enjoying pop music.
I'm with you there.
Thank
so
you.
Let's talk about Kacey Musgraves for
yes,
a second, because
yes.
this is from her third album, Golden Hour. I have certainly, I'm sure, talked about Kacey Musgraves on the show before.
Right.
I'm a huge, huge, huge fan. This record is kind of somber and a little melancholy. It has a lot of really beautiful kind of sparkly ballads on it.
Right.
And then it's got a couple of songs late that have a little bit more of this, like, poppy, almost disco feel to it.
Right.
There's another song called Velvet Elvis, which is a little mm-hmm. kitschier. And this one just kind of has a little bit of a, I guess, a little more zazz to it.
My campaign for this being the song of the summer is two-pronged. One, it's relatable. That everyone knows someone who kills the buzz. Everyone knows that that figure, maybe he's a guy that comes in on his high horse and all you want to do is say, giddy up, get out of this town. And not to mention the chorus, it's a joy. I can just see anyone at a pool party, at a barbecue, just anywhere that there's warm air, cool drinks, hearing this song, and it's just fun as hell. That's why this is the song of the summer.
Lindsay McKenna, thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephen Thompson.
Well, I mentioned him a minute ago, and now he's in the studio with us, Lars Gotrich of NPR Music. Lars, good to have you here.
Thanks, Stephen.
Well, hit us. What's your song of the summer?
One Kiss by Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa.
Tell me about it, Lars.
I have a soft spot in my heart for 90s house music divas.
Mm-hmm. As well, you should.
Thinking about Dee Light in particular.
Absolutely.
Calvin Harris, he's a Scottish DJ. He kind of got his start in the EDM world, kind of ripping off Daft Punk. And he's still doing it. That little dun 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 dun. It's straight out of Around the World, basically.
Yeah.
But he kind of like rebranded himself in the last few years, and he decided to go full on like 90s house, Euro dance, and a lot of retro boogie kind of music. He's been bringing in a lot of different singers to really like highlight this summery chic.
Sure.
And he's become like really phenomenal at it.
Well, he's done a bunch of great stuff with Rihanna.
And this one, he worked with the London-based singer Dua Lipa, who I'm a really big fan of. She had a great single called Hotter Than Hell a few years ago.
Well, and she's also got a song called called New Rules, which
yes.
is still inescapable.
It's true.
And may you could argue it's the song of the summer, even though it came out
last
forever
summer.
Ago.
Yeah. But so he worked with Dua Lipa and also Jessie Reyes co-wrote this song. And it encapsulates that moment when I don't know if you've been to an all-night party in a long time, Stephen Thompson.
What are you saying about my age?
But when you've been to a party all night and you've met that special someone and you still want to hang on to that moment. This captures that moment at like 5 in the morning where you're like, excuse me, you're mine.
Bleary-eyed seduction.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And not only that, Dua Lipa, she really leans into her lower register on this song. She really knows how to basically seduce you with her voice, but she has a certain amount of nuance that maybe, like the 90s house divas that I was referencing earlier, they tend to be about bombast.
Right.
This one is more about, like, I'm going to reel you in, and like I said, you are mine.
Yeah, there's a little more restraint in the vocal, I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes it your song of the summer?
I think it's just that. It's got a nice heat. I tend to like blaringly obvious pop songs, but this one is not. This one just kind of wants to tuck you into its corner and maybe bob your head a little bit. And then when it's got you, it really doesn't let go.
Thank you, Lars Gotrich.
Thanks, Stephen.
Oh, it is so good to have Marissa LaRusso back.
Hi, Steven.
Hi, Marissa. Thank you for coming back to Pop Culture Happy Hour.
So happy to be here.
Now, I am excited about your pick, and I'm excited about hearing you talk about your pick. Why don't you let people know what it is?
My pick for Song of the Summer is Curious by Hayley Kiyoko.
Yeah.
But don't you worry, I can handle it. No, don't you worry, I can handle it. If you let him touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you, touch you.
Tell us about it.
So here's the thing, Stephen. On the very first day of this year that we are in right now, Miss Hayley Kiyoko, pop singer, tweeted, quote, "It's our year, it's our time to thrive and let our souls feel alive. Hashtag 2018. So you might have been thinking this whole time that you were living in the year 2018, but you're actually living in the year 2018.
That makes me feel so much better about 2018.
Yeah, exactly. It's perfect. And so if this is going to be the year 2018, then our summer anthem needs to reflect that fact. So Hayley Kiyoko, her debut album Expectations came out this year, and it's just full of these big, ambitious, shimmery pop songs that are very much about the fact that she's a gay woman living in the year of our Lord 2018. And, you know, the challenges and the joys that come with that. And I think Curious, just the first time I heard it, my jaw dropped because it's so fun. It has this big climactic chorus that it builds to. And the content of the song is so relatable. It's about, you know, a girl who won't stop playing games. And maybe she's got this dude, but she's also flirting with you. And you just want to know, is it serious? Yeah. I'm just curious. And I think another reason that it's a fabulous summer anthem is because it's kind of a dual purpose party and sing along with your friend song, but then a, you know, cry alone in the stifling humidity song. And a summer anthem should do both.
That is a great point. It is a melancholy banger for sure. And a lot of the best bangers are.
I think so. Especially in this time, in this political climate, we need a melancholy banger.
Well, it was funny. I was watching this video at home over the weekend to prepare for these discussions.
And, of course.
And Katie Presley, who you know well, was with me. And she's kind of looking over my shoulder and she said, "This sounds like Hayley Kiyoko, but why is there a dude?"
Sometimes in the story of queer women's love, men appear.
Ugh.
You can't do anything about it. But I actually love that music video, and Hayley directs and stars in almost all of her music videos, which I think is just really incredible.
Well, that is key, I think, to a song of the summer is also just a slamming video. We were talking about Beyonce and Jay-Z earlier.
That's a slamming video for sure.
All right, well, I think that is an excellent song of the summer choice.
Thank you so much.
Marissa LaRusso, it is a pleasure to have you back.
Thanks, Stephen. Happy summer.
All right, we've got one last guest. I am so excited, making her Pop Culture Happy Hour debut, though you have heard her on NPR's Alt Latino, a fantastic podcast about Latin music. Stephanie Fernandez, welcome to Pop Culture Happy Hour.
Thanks for having me, Stephen.
Oh, I'm very excited, and I'm very excited about your pick. Give us your song of the summer.
So my pick for Song of the Summer, which is definitely the Song of the Summer, I'm sorry to all the other contenders.
Eat it, other songs.
The song is I Like It by Cardi B with J Balvin and Bad Bunny.
Nice.
Now, I like dollars, I like diamonds, I like stunning, I like shining, I like million dollar deals. Where's my pen? Tell
I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula, I put rocks all in my watch. I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance.
All right, so we know Cardi B. We love Cardi B, right?
Mm-hmm, we do.
Tell us why I Like It is the song of the summer.
Well, let's start from a numbers perspective. When her debut album, Invasion of Privacy, dropped in April, the song quickly became the most streamed on the album, debuting at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 the week of its release.
All right, yeah, you take your stats.
And it's now at over 237 million streams on Spotify. Mm-hmm. So from a numbers perspective, it's definitely people are loving it. Mm-hmm. And it's also important because it's a collaboration with three of the biggest players in Latin music right now. Cardi B, of course, is part Dominican. Bad Bunny is a Puerto Rican trap artist. And J Balvin is a Colombian reggaeton star who just this week surpassed Drake as the most streamed artist on Spotify ever.
Wow.
Yeah. So they definitely have a lot of power going for them. And it's a great statement of Latin solidarity in general. The sample in the song reaches back to 1967, yep, when Pete Rodriguez dropped the song I Like It Like That. They used it so cleverly here as the drop of the year, I think. And that song blew up at its time, too, as the first forerunner in this so-called Latin explosion that keeps,
sure,
popping up every decade, if we're going to use that language. And it was a boogaloo song, which is a genre born of Latin American genres across the African diaspora in the 1960s on labels like Fania, etc. And the lyrics point to that too. Bad Bunny says himself it's a new religion of the Latino gang, and Viva la Raza. And J Balvin even calls back to those first forerunners, comparing himself to Celia Cruz with the Azúcar.
It's also, I gotta say, it's just a jam.
It is. It really,
right,
is.
It's summer. It sounds like summer.
It sounds like summer in any Caribbean community in the Bronx or in Miami. The music video was filmed in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood where I grew up. And that was extremely special to see people dancing in the streets and eating shaved ice and just being Hispanic and having fun, which is, I think, very important to see, especially this summer.
Beautiful. So, Stephanie, while you were with us, since you are our final guest on this show, I have not actually dropped my song of the summer, and I was torn.
The people know.
Yeah, I got to confess, I was torn. I wanted to pick... I had a really interesting talk with Kat Zhang, who's the All Songs Considered intern, and she's written a little bit about what she was saying was her song of the summer, and she was talking about The Middle by Zedd and Maren Morris. And what I thought was interesting about that as a pick for song of the summer, I didn't end up picking it, but I did want to talk about it, which is that the lifespan of a song of the summer is often not something like the Drake song we talked about earlier, where it dropped in April, and then it kind of percolated into the warm weather months. Sometimes these things drop the year before, and the life cycle of the song is so long that it just kind of carries through. Like, I hear The Middle, that first dropped in February, like in a Target commercial during the Grammys. And now it has just gotten to the point where it is just on the wind, and it is what I hear probably the most. Maybe that Dua Lipa song, but is what I hear the most when I listen to the radio. I wanted to go for something a little left field, because as we talk about the song of the summer, we're not necessarily talking about discoveries. We're talking about what song that is not an underdog is going to absolutely dominate the airwaves and the streaming and the YouTube. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the way some of these songs that fit into the categories of just like pop, just mile-wide pop songs, your Call Me Maybe, they're not necessarily always the product of these like massive marketing campaigns. They're not even necessarily the product anymore of major label artists. You can, as an independent artist, using kind of independent recording technology and promotional machines, make a song of the summer as what you would otherwise consider an indie artist. So I wanted to pick a singer from Austin, Texas, named Katie Rain. And Stephanie, you're smiling because you helped me with some of the production on the Austin 100 earlier this year.
One more.
This is my last plug of the year for the Austin 100. But one of the things that was so interesting putting that list together was there were these unsigned artists who were making big, juicy pop hits. So let's close out our musical portion of the show by hearing Katie Rain and what I hope might somehow become your song of the summer, R.A.D. Moves.
You can kiss me under street lights. We can stay up all night. Let me go.
So one thing I love about going out with Katy Rain, I think it fits Rosé Wave. I think it fits Song of the Summer. I think it fits a lot of the pop sounds that we're celebrating, but it's also a discovery. And at NPR Music, the thing I think a lot of us love doing the most is getting people into things they haven't already heard. So if you're not downloading All Songs Considered and Alt Latino and Tiny Desk Concerts, they're great podcasts. We encourage you to do it. And also go to npr.org/music. Check out our songs and albums of the year so far. There's a ton of amazing stuff by everybody that you've heard today and more. Well, we want to know your song of the summer for 2018. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/PCHH or tweet us at PCHH. We are sadly at the end of this week's show. You can find all of us on Twitter. You can find me at I Dislike Steven. You can find Ann Powers at Ann K Powers. You can find Lindsay McKenna at LYNDSEYMCK. You can find Stephanie Fernandez at Materva Mami. That's MATERVAMAMI. Lars Gottrich is at Total Vibration, which I don't have to spell. Marissa LaRusso is at MRSSLRSS, and you can find Sydney Madden at Sid_Madden. Thank you for listening, and if you have a second and you're so inclined, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps more folks to find the show. We will see you all right back here next week.
Whether it's athlete protests, the Muslim travel ban, gun violence, school reform, or just the music that's giving you life right now, race is the subtext to so much of the American story. And on Code Switch, we make that subtext text. You can listen to us on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.